This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Okay, it's a Tuesday. It is Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah. Bank holiday. See, we all thought, is it? Yeah, okay. It's now time for the Tuesday lunchtime social debate. Special guests for the next 20 minutes or so are the team from the holiday shop who are based in Sandown.
Yeah, Sandown High Street.
You haven't moved. And we've got Mark.
Mark, who's
lead spokesman, and Josh, who's letting Mark do all the work.
Yeah,
no change there, is there?
No.
Okay, so you only spare 20 minutes because you're too blooming busy.
Yeah, it's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
It's a lovely problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah, all that bank holiday, that time everyone had off yesterday, bank holiday, isn't it? So.
Well, look, you were in a little while ago telling us what was what, and you said at the moment, look, you've got to get back to the office and do some work on the website.
Yeah.
We said that last time, didn't we?
Just get a little bit closer to that microphone if you can, if your brother
was scared of it, aren't you?
Yeah, he won't let me near it.
Okay, so what is new at the moment? What have you got going at the moment, holiday-wise?
We're just starting to quieten down a little bit once, actually. Just where it's the summer now, most people think we're busy, but we're starting to get ready now for the sort of end of the year, because our season mainly runs September through till May time. So the summer for us is sort of getting ready for all the end of the year stuff. So, but we're doing all the London trips again at the end of the year, and Disneyland, Thorpe Park Fright Nights. We're doing some cruises over to the continent for the Christmas markets. So at the moment, we're just starting to push all those out and sort of get the things running for the end of the year.
Okay, I want to know a bit more about what you just said. There's a load of stuff there. I kind of missed it.
Threw it all at you.
Yeah. Come on. Where do we go first? We'll get all these details.
We've got our website, which is theholidayshop.co.uk, which it should be up to date in the next couple of days, won't it, Josh?
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
You got to do it now. I've said it. And we've got our Facebook page as well, which we try and update quite regularly, and that's got all the different trips on there we do, and then we put special offers on there and things, and where we need the sort of, some we have spare seats and things, we put the trips on there. So we got our shop along Sandown High Street, which in the window we've got all the trips as well. So okay. We're everywhere, really.
All right, well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a young girl in from St George's School, and she was 18, and for her birthday, she went away, and she went away to the Harry Potter world.
Oh, okay.
And she told us all about Harry Potter, because she's a Harry Potter fanatic. And she did, yeah.
Okay.
I should send you the audio. Because okay, it was quite unplugged, yeah. Unplanned, and it was just
yeah. We've got
some
more of those. We've got another one going in September. It's the 12th of September, I think it's a Tuesday, and then we've got some weekend ones going at the end of the year, November and December. But we haven't done as many this year. They're just so popular and hard to get into. It fills up so quickly, and we really struggle to get the tickets. So once we do put them on sale, it just sells out so quick.
Yeah. When is the next one?
12th of September is the next one. It's a Tuesday, so it's a weekday, that one. And then we've got some weekend ones going sort of November, December time.
I know it's really, really popular, isn't it?
It just sells out so quickly.
It's incredibly priced. Now, don't tell us what the price is. Don't tell us what the price is for now, all right? You know what the price is, don't you? You do. You have a rough idea, don't you?
Yeah.
Go on. So tell us what the trip is. Don't tell us the price.
They pick up across the island. So you get the coach, pick you up. It's all sort of main towns, Newport, Sandown, Ryde. Then you get across on the ferry. So you've got the travel up there and the ferry. And then you get up there normally around sort of lunchtime. You have the afternoon there. So it's normally minimum sort of 4 hours. I think they try and give you sort of 5 hours. And then you travel back, get in the coach and the ferry, and they drop you back where you got on.
Okay, so you get all of that. You get picked up. Okay, wherever you are on the island, basically you get picked up. You get taken across on the ferry. You get taken up there. This includes your fee in to get
Includes the entry, yeah,
as well. And then they bring you back, which is nice. They don't just leave you up there; they bring you back. Now, all of that, how much do you reckon that's going to cost?
I've got no idea.
Go on, have a rough guess.
I'd say £120.
£120 per person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try half in that.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's around the sort of £60. I think it's about £64, I think, at the moment. I think that's the price.
But that's
for adults, and then children a little bit cheaper as well.
Bearing in mind that if you were to go up on your own steam, okay, you've got to get to the... If you've got a car, okay, it's not going to cost you anything other than petrol. Cost you, I don't know, a fiver, a tenner to park the car and leave it there. Okay, then you've got your ferry. That's probably going to cost you £20 at least.
A couple of £100.
Okay, if you're then going to take the car, that's a different ball game altogether. But if you're then going to get on a train, that train fare is going to cost you X amount. Already, you're out of pocket. But you go with these guys, and it's like half that price. What was it? £64. £64. That's incredible.
No stress. Just get on the coach, sit there, relax, take a packed lunch, chill out.
Now you were doing trips to London over Christmas. Or
yeah, we did
Christmas.
Trips to London. We're doing them again this year. We kept the price the same. I think it's the third or fourth year we've done it. We've kept the price the same. So it's £29 for adults, and it's cheaper again for children. And that's, again, they pick you up across the island, take you up there, on the get the ferry as well, and then get the full day there. They've got all the Christmas markets up there, Winter Wonderland. So a lot of people, they go in there. A lot of people go off and do their Christmas shopping. Some people go and see a show at a theatre. And they bring you back in the evening, and you're back on the island sort of 8, 9 o'clock at night.
How impressive is that? You couldn't get up there on your own steam for that, could you? You couldn't, could you? £29, there and back, ferry, train.
Speechless, aren't you?
No, honestly, that is incredible.
I went to it cost me like £40.
So are they like, should people now be thinking about booking that up now? Because
yeah, we did book busy? Up quite early. We're going to be doing most weekends in November and December.
Stop you there? It's no good you booking it now. They're here. There's no one in the office. Don't do it now. Sorry, Mark, I'll cut you off in mid-flight.
Right. But we're doing some new ones this year as well. We're doing the Bath Christmas Market as well.
Right.
So that one's, I think, sort of end of November. So that's a new one we're doing. And then we're going to be doing Bicester Shopping Village and Winchester Market as well. But we're just putting all the details together at the moment. So over the next couple of weeks, they'll be going out. They'll be in the shop window as well. So people can start booking them, because they do fill up and they do sell out quite quickly, especially at that price.
I'm not surprised. I think what you're offering there is fantastic. Too good a deal to turn down, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, I went on a few of them last year, and they all went well. And the main problem is not having enough space on the coach for all the shopping people bought back, really. Shopping bags everywhere.
You need another coach,
trailer
really.
On the back.
Yeah. So should, if people were booking up now, just to remind people, look, if you're going away in November, it's May now, a couple of days it'll be
yeah
June.
We start sort of yeah it'd be the next sort of month or so we'd be starting putting all the trips out for that time of year. But I would say 80-90% of them last year did sell out, so it's sort of time to think about them really. And you don't have to pay all in one go. If you just want to put a deposit down, we just do £10 per person deposit on the day trips, and then just pay the rest sort of 4 weeks before you go.
I went over and told my wife about the amazing deal that you had going. Was it somewhere down in Bournemouth or Torquay?
Eastbourne, yeah. We just do the odd weekends down there, yeah.
Yeah, don't give away the price yet. Work this one out. you go to Eastbourne. Are you doing this again?
We did it about 6 weeks ago. We did the last one, but we'll be doing another one at the end of the year.
Okay.
So you got the coach, picks you up on the island, the ferry down there, and then you get a hotel in Eastbourne, which is just off the seafront. You get two nights there with dinner and breakfast each day. They've got entertainment each night as well, and then you've got the choice if you want to go out on the coach on the Saturday as well, and just sort of Brighton or Hastings or somewhere like that.
Okay, so let's just recap. You get picked up, you get taken across on the ferry, you go down to Eastbourne, you get your bed and breakfast.
And evening meal, yeah.
And evening meal for two nights, okay? And then they bring you back. How much?
I guessed way too high. Now,
well, just think, how much would you expect to pay for that? My wife sort of
expecting
said...
expecting about the same as I said before.
Okay,
like, maybe
on,
more
it.
Than that.
So we did those ones at £69 each.
I was going to get £70.
£69, I mean, crikey.
And then it goes up a little bit. I think it goes up to about £79 at the end of the year, so it's not...
Even if I was paying £100, I'd still be thinking I'd be getting a really, really good deal.
But you get...
that's incredible.
Yeah, you get your breakfast and a three-course meal as well in the evenings as well. So they sell out quick as well.
you bear in mind, you go into a pub, okay, and you get a free course meal. Okay, how much is that going to cost you? 20, 30?
Depends where it is.
30
like,
quid?
Yeah, about 30 quid.
Yeah, 30, you do that twice, because that's what you get, and you're getting it twice. That's 60 quid. I mean, that is just an incredible, incredible value, that is.
When you get your breakfast as well.
I thought you'd gone to sleep.
Yeah, look, he's just... Breakfast as well.
breakfast as well. It's cheaper than staying at home.
It is. That's a great way of putting it, isn't it?
It's not just cornflakes, get a fry up as well. Yeah.
So what have you got coming up between now and the end of summer?
We've got Disneyland this weekend, but that one's fully booked. And then we've got Disney again in the summer holidays, which is fully booked. And then Disney in October, Halloween, which is fully booked, which is a good problem for us, but not for everyone else we want to book.
What happens if people drop out? Do you have spaces?
It rarely happens. It does sometimes, but not often really. But the next one we've got available is we've got one at Christmas at the beginning of December.
Okay.
Which is it's just for the start of all the Disney Enchanted Christmas they do out there. And that one, I think that one's going out about $299, that one for adults.
$299. What do we get for that then?
Again, you get all your coach travel there with the ferry off the island. And then it's usually a Euro tunnel crossing over to France. And you get 3 nights in one of the Disney hotels.
Okay.
And then you get breakfast each day. And then you get your park passes as well for 2 full days. So you get basically day one, you travel there, you get the rest of the evening in the Disney Village, and then the second and third day you get 2 full days, and then you come back on the fourth day. So I mean, most people find that's enough really, and we're going on a Sunday, so you get Monday and Tuesday in the parks, which are a little bit quieter, so it's not so busy. And they always go well as well. But we're taking 3 coaches on that one in December, so we've still got some spaces left on that one.
How wonderful.
And we've just released our 2018 ones now, so we've got February half term next year, then March, and then Whitsun June next year. So
brilliant.
We're
prices.
Working quite far ahead.
Yeah, we do.
A lot of people say it's cheaper than sort of booking with Disney directly, really, because you go on their website and it's the same sort of price as what we're doing it, and we've got all the travel included as well. But obviously, where we're doing it for a whole coach load of people, we get the discounts because we're doing it in bulk, so we can pass that on to everyone else.
Excellent. What else have you got coming up?
We'll be doing the Fort Park Fright Night trips again, which always seem to go well.
So I'm guessing that's for what, October time?
Yes, I think it's the weekend before Halloween we've got that one. We've just done a Longleat trip this weekend, and we've got another one of those in the autumn. And then we're doing we've got a London Zoo one, which not sure of the date on that one, but again that's around sort of autumn time. And then we've got Marwell Zoo and Monkey World as well, so we're doing quite a few of those sort of trips.
Okay, the one you mentioned just now, you just done at the weekend, you're doing another one?
Yeah, it's around autumn time, not sure the exact date, but that's the coach goes up, it takes you around the safari,
yeah.
And then you get sort of 4 or 5 hours in the zoo and the Longleat House as well.
How much is that one going for?
I think that one's around about £40, that one.
£40?
It might be £49, yeah. It's that sort
you couldn't
of,
get there for that.
So, and then kids are cheaper as well.
That's incredible value. You couldn't get there for that, could you?
No, probably
if
not.
If somebody said, look, I'll meet you at Longleat, you know, without going in, you couldn't get there for £40. You couldn't.
I don't know, I don't travel.
Well, honestly,
you could do.
Believe me, you couldn't get over on that ferry for, you know, less than a £10 each way. Guarantee that. And then, you know, then train trip, taxi, you couldn't get there for that. You've got to put your prices up.
It's good for everyone on the island, because obviously where we're doing it on mass, and it means we can pass discounts on to everyone.
Sure.
So it's,
which is brilliant,
which is good really. So and it's good for us, cause we're selling the trips out, so everyone's happy.
Yeah, it's really good. It sounds brilliant. You've got so many good things there, and such a, you know, value for money, good value for
money.
Yeah,
we're trying to do new things each year. London Zoo's a new one this year. We did our first one about a month ago, and that one went really well. And then we've got an extra Christmas cruise we're doing this year, which is a little bit different. We did one last year to Amsterdam and Antwerp, which it sort of went to the Christmas markets. And then this year we're doing a similar one, and then we've got another one that's going to the... some little towns in France. So
I like the idea of this. Tell me more. Because I think the last time you didn't do too many abroad.
No,
we've done a couple. There was one in Belgium, wasn't there?
Yeah. So the one we did last year, the coach picks up on the island, takes you over to Tilbury, up to the docks, and then drops you off. And then it did 3 nights on the Magellan cruise ship. And then it did. So you travel the first night, and then you get a full day in Amsterdam. Then the next day, a full day in Antwerp, and then travel back on the last day. And you get back on the morning of the fourth day. So you're back on the island sort of early afternoon. And that's all the food on the cruise ship and everything, like a sort of normal cruise would be. And that was $269 each. So
269, and that's all your food and everything.
That was everything. Yeah,
in.
It wasn't drinks, but yeah, you get your food on there. So
wow.
And then that was for an inside cabin. Then obviously you can upgrade if you wanted a ocean view on or sort of suite rooms and things.
That's an incredible bargain. Have you got anything? Any of those coming up?
Yeah, we've got one this year, which is a similar itinerary. Which again, I think it's 269. We've held the price again, and then we've got a 4-night one going about a week later, which is about the third week of December. I think it's around about the 18th of December, and that one's 4 nights, and that one's just over 300 for that one. So it's not that much more for the extra night. That okay. one's going more sort of around France.
Look, my wife's 50 next year. She won't thank me for saying it. She's 50 next March, and she wants to clear off somewhere for 3-4 days. So if you could organise a trip. Anywhere in Europe.
Give me the dates.
Yeah, I'll give you the dates. Can I do that?
Yeah, we've got Belgium. We have got one going to Belgium. That's November. That's just a coach trip just to Belgium.
Yeah.
That's one's going to Bruges. That one's November. So we do stuff like that.
Bruges is a beautiful city. I've never been there, but I watched a film in Bruges. And I thought, I know there was a lot of murdering and killing going on in the film, but I thought, this is a lovely place. And it does. It looks very, very picturesque.
Yeah, it's nice. I went last year, and the Christmas market there is brilliant. It's just a nice place to look around, really. I've got the horse and cart ride. And the canal boats and everything. It's all sort of it's a nice place to go that time of year.
Fantastic. Look, I know you guys want to be away by 20 past ish, but just give us some more details. How do we find you guys? I know you can click on the logo on our website, but you've got us
on there. We've got our Facebook page, which is just the Holiday Shop Isle of Wight. And then you've got our website, which is theholidayshop.co.uk. We've got the shop along Sandown High Street, which is right next to Sainsbury's. It's bright yellow, you can't miss it.
Do you know, I've just worked it out in my head, okay? Forgive me if I've added this up wrong, but I can go to Eastbourne for 2 days and be fed, okay? I can then go and do Christmas shopping in London, okay, which is only about £29, something like that. Okay, I could also go and do Harry Potter. So far, I haven't even spent over £100 or about £100 there. There's about £100 worth.
Yeah.
No, it's about £150.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's X amount of days. Now, if you chuck in a 4-day trip somewhere as well, to I could go to Paris.
Yep.
Okay, Disneyland Paris.
Yep.
£299.
Yep.
And I could also go to Amsterdam for 4 days. All my food and everything at the Paris is chucked in, also in Amsterdam as well. And I ain't even spent £1,000 yet.
No.
But I've had five wonderful trips.
A whole year's worth of fun. Yeah.
I mean, it's cheaper to go on, like you said, it's cheaper to go on holiday, isn't it?
Yeah.
With you guys. That is incredible value, it really is. Just give us the details on the website again.
It's holidayshop.co.uk.
And if you can get them on Facebook as well.
Facebook's the Holiday Shop Isle of Wight on there. Just type it in on the search bar and it comes up.
Now, there is a telephone number as well.
Yep, we got 01983 408 596.
That's correct. And the website is slightly out of date, but he's going to go and fix that today, isn't he?
At some point.
That's right. Keeps promising. Yeah.
It's worse.
Make you sit down.
It's got a few old things on this, and it needs doing. You need to sort it out.
I'm going to stand over you while you do it later on.
We should point out, because I don't know if we'd be pointing out at you, the two brothers that run the business.
Yes, yeah. Well, you're ALS, aren't you? So you're on the coach hire side of it. So.
I do transport, he does sales.
Oh, right, okay. Who has the final say?
Well,
did you point at me, did you?
Yeah. is he older than you, or is he bigger? Is it because he's bigger than
a bit
you?
Of both, yeah, he's older than me.
Do you know what? It's really great to hear from two guys that set up or took over the company from your parents, is that right?
No, yeah, it's a long story. Josh is ALS, I'm Holiday Shop, so they're separate companies, and you've got Andrew that's with Josh at the Holiday ALS, and Andrew's at the Holiday Shop as well. But yeah, it's a long story, it's been going a long time, so it's... Yeah, but we work together, don't we, closely, really, and they're sort of more or less the same company.
But it's going really, really well, and it got some magnificent deals there, and I'm glad it's going well for you, I really am. And
you
obviously get to get away to sample it all as well.
Yeah, we go away quite a bit, don't we?
He goes away.
Yeah. Well, as he's already pointed out, he's more of the boss than you are.
Yeah.
Get that website up to date, and you can start throwing your weight around. Yeah.
We'll let you go to Harry Potter one day.
Hey, look, thanks, guys. I know you've got to get away, but we've done all that in 20 minutes. It's not bad, is it?
No, it's good. I think we got most of it covered, didn't we?
And I'll give you some dates. The 22nd of March next year. The wife needs to go away. All right. www.vectisradio.com.